I am a guy and I like fire.
The Grilling Guy.
Welcome back. You're listening to Grilling Guys. It's the Vegetable and Deck Show. We got most of the deck out of the way. I'm sure it'll come up again, but here we go with more vegetables.
Now, back to womanized.
Right, yeah.
So, you ever use a womanized skewer?
No, I don't, because it rots your bowl.
Grilled potato slices?
You know what? I'm not so much of a slicer as I am a half or quarter. I like the little
wedges.
I like the little golf ball sized potatoes, and then I'll cut those in half and roll them in some Old World Olive Company oil, whatever flavor. I use a ton of garlic in the summer. Garlic oil is good on almost everything, and I'll roll those around in that. And then I might hit them with like a salt, pepper, garlic seasoning. If you've got one of those all mixed up, that's great. They're out there. If not, those are the thing: cracked pepper, cracked sea salt, and then some garlic, and mix that up and roll them in there. And then again, in your basket, back to your basket, let it get hot. And I try to put them initially with the cut side down, because when it hits that, that's the part that's going to give you some color, because the skin doesn't tend to grill up and get brown as quick as the cut open flesh of the potato. So I try to put those down. That's the first thing when they hit. But if you don't want to mess around and set them all up with your tongs, then just throw them in there and move them around a few times, and they'll be fine. But simple little recipe, and it's better than a French fry. You're not deep frying anything.
Yeah, I find that if I just coat them with oil, they tend to pop off the grill fairly well.
Yep.
Again, you got to let it stay long enough so it cauterizes.
Right. Yeah.
Because
hot grill.
Yeah.
Hot grill with potatoes.
Yeah. And if you want, you can even have like a skillet on the side, and after you grill them a little bit, you can throw them in a skillet to finish off, put a cover on it, and just finish them off.
A cast iron skillet?
Yeah, yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yep. Okay.
Well, it wouldn't be a show without talking about Lodge.
Right. Word of caution, when you put that cast iron skillet on that grill, it's going to be hot all the way to the handle. Do not grab the handle. I don't know if we've all done it. I've done it. You're not thinking. You thought the heat's in the skillet, but once it's on the grill, that heat transfers right up through that handle. You got a little silicone thing or towel or whatever. Just be careful.
So I see grilled okra on the show plan. Is that something you're good at?
Who wrote the show plan?
That was really a joke. I thought you'd have mouthed off about it by now. Grilled corn, though, that's a fun thing. And this year, I'm told by my farmer that I buy from, which is Heidi's out on 96 and M50, exit 52. It's Heidi's. It's on old Grand River Avenue, which we call Cascade Road. But he said he's not going to have corn till August.
Really?
This was so dry this spring.
I see. Well, yeah, that impacts it.
It really took off slow.
Yeah, Mother Nature's making up for it now, but that doesn't work in that equation to make it just grow quicker.
So. Well, we'll see how it works out, but they have the best sweet corn I've ever had. It's called Cookies and Cream, I think, the yellow white stuff.
Yeah. Oh, man.
And it's my mouth's watering now just thinking about it. But grilled corn, and there's so many ways to do it. How do you like to do it?
On the grill. But there's a lot of toppings that you can put
Einstein.
On it. I think that's what you're asking me is do you like, there's nothing better than just good old fashioned whole butter on it. And, when we serve it at our house off the grill, it's got a char on it. So it gives it a little bit different.
So you're saying you husk it?
Yes.
Okay.
I husk it
okay.
and roll it on the grill. You'll talk about some other methods here in a second, but I like it that way. It's in because I get the color and the char again to look at it. And then we serve a stick of butter. We have a special butter dish.
Of course.
With a stick of butter, and you set it right on there and roll it.
You put
right
your little link. Put your little
corn
handles on the
corn
ends.
Handles yep. on it. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And just set it right on top of the stick of butter and roll it, and then hit it with a little Parmesan cheese and
go play a game of cornhole when you're done.
Right. Yeah. Right. Wow. Playing it at the table is what you're doing, because that's fantastic.
Now,
simple.
I wanted to set you up for success.
Impossible.
So grilled romaine salad.
Yep. That's a good one. That's a good one.
What?
He brought this on the show 10 years ago, and I had the same. If you look at that face right there, do you see that?
Yeah,
the expression that Conrad's given? I did the same thing.
Okay.
I'm like, I don't, you said you got it at the Chop House or something, and you were going on and on about it, and me and Michael Gray were going like, oh my God, here we go. He's grilling salad now. The tofu wasn't enough.
Right? Until they ate it. And then we talk about it every year.
That good.
It is. So you know what romaine is? Big, long, square head.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah.
Rub a little blood orange olive oil on there. And hot grill, once again, it's kind of got four sides. It's kind of a square piece of lettuce. Roll it on all four sides,
it's
about a minute.
Square piece of lettuce.
Well, it is. They're long and they're, yeah. They're right?
I'm
going to put it on the grill, hot grill, about a minute on each side. When I get
so
to the...
So you leave the head whole.
I do.
You leave the romaine whole.
You have to, or it's going to fall apart.
Well, I've seen it
now,
in
several
different ways.
Do you want my recipe
ways.
Or you want your recipe?
I've seen it in several different ways. So I'm just telling you that you might be able to do it... in quarters,
you
as
know,
well.
I love it when they fight. That's my favorite part.
Well, he's like, hey, Jop wants to tell you about his recipe, and then boom, he's telling you his recipe.
No,
right?
I'm not. I'm just asking you.
So
if
he breaks up the romaine lettuce and it falls all over the grill
and it doesn't work for
doesn't
me.
Make
you
any
can
sense.
Do it that way. That's fine. Doesn't work for me that way.
Sorry, you didn't get me on that.
Right. So I put the olive oil on it, and then when it's on the fourth side, you take and put crumbled blue cheese on it.
Whoa.
And candied walnuts, okay, and you put that on the top and you shut the grill off and shut the lid, and that blue cheese and the walnuts will kind of melt on the top side, okay. Then when you take it off the grill, you had blood orange olive oil, now you want tangerine balsamic. Both of these are available at Old World Olive Company. You could change the profile, but mine is orange.
So as you serve it, you leave it whole.
I leave it whole. And
okay.
You, everybody gets one.
So in my defense, the only reason I brought it up is because I ordered it at the Flat River Grill years ago. After you mentioned it, I saw it and I thought, I'll try it. They served it in quarters.
That's to make it go farther because they didn't want to give you all that lettuce.
Well, a whole head might be a lot, depending on the size.
Well,
anyway.
That's it. And then that's what I was going to say. There's littler ones in the market now that are about 6 inches long rather than 10 or 12 like a normal romaine would be.
Yeah,
you
this
can
was
find
a
little
big one,
right.
And they served it with a quarter of it, and they might have left it whole when they grilled it. I don't know, but they then drizzled the balsamic reduction on it and put the blue cheese and the candied walnuts and stuff on it as it was splayed open.
Okay.
And that was kind of a cool presentation, too.
Sure, it would be.
So I wasn't trying to pee
on
your parade.
No, that's fine this time. But anyway... So you just serve it.
I'll take another whack.
You serve that to your guests, and everybody that's never had it, Conrad, does exactly what you do. What? Grilled lettuce? Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
But it's a fantastic salad, easy on the eye, and a lot of people have never had it before, and it's just kind of cool.
And it's a way to have something green that's off the grill.
Right.
I think is part of it, too.
Exactly.
It's not your typical cold
salad.
That's
the whole point of this particular show.
Do we have a point?
Yeah.
I wasn't sure we had
it
a
is.
Point.
Green. It's the green economy.
Right.
Yeah.
How's that working for you?
Not well. Not well. But anyway, there's variations. You can put different flavor profiles on it, and I choose orange. It's just it's something different, and you can get all of that.
That is really good.
Our
blood orange?
Blood orange, olive oil, and tangerine balsamic.
So back to corn. Have you ever grilled it with a husk on it?
Yes, I have. And that's equally as good.
It's kind of fun and funny. You freak people out a little bit if they've never seen it.
Right. I usually would soak that in water a little bit before I grilled it with the husks on because those husks absorb some of the water and it kind of steams it and it makes it really good. And that way you're not leaving it on the grill long enough for your husks to catch on fire.
Well, that's the fun part.
Well, yeah. But then you got to handle charred and falling apart husk when you're cleaning.
Well, I'm telling you, that's right. That was the question is, how do you serve it? Because I have put them all in the bowl and let people just take it. It's a mess.
Yeah.
It's a mess. So, but it is kind of a cool presentation if you're outside. It's something different that, you know, I don't know. It's kind of fun to surprise people or to give them something to chuckle about or maybe create conversations over the food. But it is a mess because those things, the husk gets all brown and charred, and then it starts falling. By the time you get to the last couple ears, Yeah, it's like Chernobyl or something.
Right. You know? The other way to do that, which is very popular in the summer, is the cooler corn.
Yeah.
Right. And get your turkey roaster out or your boiler out. Boil up a bunch of water, throw it in a cooler, and drop your corn in. Shut the lid. It'll cook right in there. Easy, there easy stuff.
Hey, thanks for joining us.
And we appreciate you listening to Grilling Guys. We'll talk with you next week.
See ya.